Your house is your home, but it could also be a source of income. We're talking about rental homes. And when it comes to anything about rent houses, the question Jim from the Heights has sent me to Bruce Lessie, our home show pro for home rental or rental income property. Was that the better way to say it, Bruce?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, great. Well, here's what Jim in the Heights is wondering. He says, I'm planning to build two 2,000-square-foot houses for rental homes, and I'm trying to decide if I should build all electric or go with gas and electric connections for the appliances. Could you explain the pros and cons of both and which would be cheaper for the tenant, the landlord, and in terms of repairs?
Sure, be glad to. Clearly, there's no absolute right or wrong answer to going with all electric or a combination of gas and electric. But let's start with the pros of all electric. First of all, safety. It's just all electric homes tend to be safer. That's the main reason why most apartment complexes are all electric. Because as the systems age out, you can have gas leaks and other things that you just won't have with a modern electrical system. The second pro in going with all electric is really a cost issue. Your initial investment, appliances, furnace, etc., are just going to cost less, and they're going to cost less to repair. On the con side of electric, the tenant's utility bills will be higher, especially in the winter, because electric heat does cost more than gas heat. The other thing is, from a tenant preference standpoint, if you have two identical homes and one has gas cooktop, gas dryer, and gas hot water, that tenant is going to go with the gas, because most people actually do prefer a gas cooktop over electric. So that's kind of where we are on that one. Mm. On the pros for electric versus gas, first of all, the tenant will have absolutely lower utility bills. There's just no question about it.
With gas.
With gas.
Yeah.
Exactly. That may change down the road, but right now, gas is a bargain, and their utility bills are going to be less, particularly in the wintertime when they've got to heat their house. And again, as I said before, most people do prefer to cook with gas, so that's going to be a pro. And rental property will tend to lease faster at a slightly higher rate with gas appliances versus electric, just because more people prefer gas over electric. Mm. On the cons for a combination gas-electric house, our landlord's initial investment will be greater, both in the appliances and in the furnace. And then, of course, as the property ages out, as I said earlier, you may have more repairs or the possibility of gas leak as the property ages. This is a new property, so it's really not going to make a difference. But I think what everybody should understand about rental property, the most important thing is the overall layout, and, of course, it's real estate, and it all comes down to location.
So, okay, so you can go either way depending on how you want to do it. So what's your advice, Bruce?
If the landlord is looking to save some money, go with electric. It is the absolute cheaper alternative. If they're looking to provide more of an upgrade and a better quality of appliances, go with the combination of gas and electric.
See, that's why Tom trusts Bruce when it comes to rental properties and making it an easier experience for you. And you can learn more about how he does that at homeshowradio.com. Just click on that Houston for Lease button right there on the homepage and learn all about what Bruce is doing and get his cell phone. You can call him anytime and he's always there. And he is the guy that swings the hammer at Houston for Lease. Bruce, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
You're very welcome.